Welcome back to another Mega Minute with Megacode, a mini-cast of all things Holy Paladin. This week I give a brief synopsis on the Twin Consorts encounter from the Throne of Thunder Raid. Two tanks and three healers were used for this four-phase fight. You start out the fight in the Darkness phase where we engage Lulin, a beacon of light which every tank doesn't have Beast of Nightmares, and spread out to reduce damage taken from the Cosmic Barrage and Light of Day. Be careful with using your AoE heals and direct heals onto the tank fixated by Beast of Nightmares. All heals will transfer back to you as shadow damage. This is a good phase for Eternal Flame blanketing onto the raid and direct heals onto the beacon tank, taking advantage of Tower of Radiance. After 3 minutes, the Daylight phase begins, and here we engage Suwen. I focus healing the tanks while spreading Eternal Flames onto the raid members, taking most damage. Ranged and healers stay spread out due to her Light of Day ability. Also, be careful to avoid the damaging fire trail from Flames of Passion. 6 minutes into the fight, Break of Dusk phase begins. We'll fight both bosses. We stay spread out to minimize damage from Light of Day and Tidal Force. There's a lot of AoE raid-wide damage here, so raid cooldowns like Devotion Aura come in handy. Once Suwen goes down, the final Darkness phase ensues with Lulin. This phase plays out just like the prior Darkness phase, so it's really just you against the 10-minute enraged timer. This fight really wasn't too difficult to heal through. Found my cooldowns were best saved during times of heavy raid-wide damaging abilities like Light of Day, Tidal Force, and Cosmic Barrage. Light's Hammer and Holy Prism are both useful talents on this fight. Just make sure not to drop Light's Hammer over the tank affected by Beast of Nightmares. Holy Avenger and Light of Dawn make for some great burst AoE healing. Part of this boss fight requires use of a player to activate the buffs acquired from the Celestial Pillars. Go over to Icy Veins to get a detailed description of who to activate and when. I hope this brief synopsis helps out, and good luck. If you're on Twitter, come follow me at FFPMMark with a C, or check out my blog page at HealingSpec.com.